good worker. I feel like here, even though we do provide each other feedback about our work experience, and it's not to say that all of us are like best friends, but many of, you know, like, but we do spend time outside of work socially together. Many of the people who live here, I mean, who work here also live together. So there is a much more kind of like communal feel. I would describe things more of family-like than, you know, than the way it is at other, you know, like work, in other work environments.
Just trying to think about what like people who are skeptical about this would say. So I guess partly what they'd say is, what would you do if one of the six becomes like a slacker and just goes?
Sure. People are skeptical about all of it. People are constantly amazed, don't understand how you could possibly organize a business like this. I mean, to me, it's like, I mean, not to say that I was never skeptical, because I did have a lot of, you know, skepticism about how this would work. But now being in this environment, it's like, I mean, everyone's been in group environments. If you've ever been on a sports team, you have a coach. But I mean, like if you played like rec, I don't know, there are like group environments where people make decisions together. And it's not that big of a deal. But all of a sudden, when you think about it in the context of like making money or running a business, everyone's like head explodes about it. But it's not, I don't feel like it's that complicated. People want it to be a lot more complicated than it really is.
That is super interesting. So what kind of things do you get people saying to you when you talk to them socially?
How do you make decisions? We have a meeting every week and we sit down and we talk about it and we make decisions together. I mean, just like how I outlined. I mean, that doesn't, but people can't even get there. They can't even like imagine how people would work together to make simple decisions, especially not complicated decisions. But really, and to me, the thing that I find most disturbing is that I'm like, well, I like to explain to people that it's, you know, it's a democratic organization that, you know, like you're not so, this isn't a foreign concept. You live in America, we say that we're a democracy, but people are so far removed from the concept of, you know, like our voting system is not really, you know, even very democratic in general. But we say like, oh, we're this democratic nation or whatever, but you know.
Do you know what it reminds me of is, you know when you get those, this is really cruel and I probably wouldn't write this image here because it would make me so horrible, but you know when you get battery chickens that are raised in these horrible, you know, they have to lay eggs the whole time, mm-hmm. and then people rescue them and they put them in freedom, but they just sit there.
Right, they don't know what to do.
They're just frozen. I kind of think it's a bit like that. If you've been trained your whole life, particularly the way our schools work as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the school system. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Continue on.
Yeah, if you're trained your whole life to be passive, when you suddenly see people who aren't passive, it's like, people say this to me, right, but it's like, but how do you make yourself do it? How do you, you know? Like,
right.
Like, but what do you mean? You don't have a boss. How do you do it?
If you don't have a boss, you would just be sitting there doing no work. No one's not doing any work here. And I promise you that today, nobody is telling anybody what to do. You know, like, nobody here has to be, like, I mean, that's not true. I mean, there are moments where everyone has to be prodded. Everyone has bad days. Everyone comes to work feeling, you know, off sometimes. But people want to work. You know, you talk about, like, I think everybody wants to work. Everyone wants to feel useful and have purpose. Nobody, you know, I don't feel like we have to like drag people into like doing their work every day. That is like the farthest issue that we have.
Hmm.
Not to say that everyone does their job perfectly or is like so productive or, you know, we definitely have issues, but you know, there are models for, you know, how you create accountability, how you, you know, maintain productivity. And I think also when, for me, I feel like if things feel like they're dragging or people are like, you know, culturally feeling a little like slow or not motivated, if one person can get up and running, everyone else wants to, people want to be a part of something that's going somewhere and something that's positive. You don't have to like prod people into that. People just want to be doing that. I feel that's been in my experience.
Well, it's partly, it must be right, because it's partly why a dictatorship's like, as if a whole country